Look, they made the announcement a couple of days ago that, you know, public spaces are now closed, playgrounds, etc., which includes the beach. Now, what that means is you can't just lounge around on the sand, etc., etc. However, surfers are still allowed to surf.
Are you allowed to just run in for a little quick dip and run out again?
Well, look, I'm not going to be the one to say
yes. But that's the thing.
But we are allowed to exercise. I don't know how strict they're going to govern the swimming. I'm not sure.
I think, as I was saying yesterday, there's a large surfing community, and I think, again, for mental health, if they can keep it up, good.
I totally agree with you.
Because it's their release.
But they've got to be able to do the right thing, because, Ryaz, you were saying you saw about 10 of them congregating in a car park at Redhead the other day.
Yeah, heaps of, and they're all around that 20-year-old kind of invincible age group.
And to be fair, Ryaz, like you said earlier about fishermen, yeah, they're not real bright.
So we catch up with our surf reporter extraordinaire, Tessa McKenna, to just talk about the surfers and their attitudes. G'day, Tez.
Morning, Tanya. Morning, Steve. Ryaz.
Is it like that, Tez? Is it still you've got to, you know, hit the message home to them?
We had a bit of a Bondi moment here at Newcastle Beach last Sunday with a bigger crowd than normal in out of the water. I'm happy to say that people, I think, are listening. You know, since Monday, everyone seems to be following the rules, so it's looking pretty encouraging at the moment. But, yeah, Sunday was pretty ridiculous, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We want people to follow the rules so they don't come along in a day or two or a week and go, OK, you weren't listening, now surfing's off as well. Because, you know, we still need to get out and get some fresh air.
Absolutely. Everyone's release, and Tez, you know, just for yourself, but for anyone that surfs, that's such a major release, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a form of mental health as well, to tell you the truth, Steve, because it's kind of like it's been a burgundy couch for me over the years, you know what I mean? It's almost like going out there and just washing away all your cares. So during this time, we really need surfing. Look, the council can't stop people from surfing because it is a form of exercise and lifestyle. Their lifeguards will be monitoring the beaches and promoting social distancing. So if there's a crowd of more than two people is formed against the government restrictions, lifeguards will use the PA system, and they'll have the option of contacting the police if they're being ignored.
Okay, so let's get this straight then. Do you know whether if you just want to go for a swim in the surf, are you allowed to do that, or don't you know?
That's a bit of a grey area, to tell you the truth, because they haven't actually clarified that perfectly. They've closed the flags because that was encouraging a crowd, and of course that's just it goes against all of our messaging at the moment. Right now the message is clear, stay at home. You can surf as long as you're following the gathering rules, and you can surf as a form of exercise, but it's not a surfing holiday. Limit contact with others, surf local, preferably alone, find a break up the beach to yourself and avoid the crowds, and try and keep your surfs nice and short so everyone can get in and out and sort of and enjoy this moment for what it is. Look, it's all going to be worth it if we can flatten the curve, right?
It all goes along with, and I was saying it to you earlier, like, you know, people will show you a 15-minute to half-hour yoga workout or whatever it is. Put surfing in that category.
Exactly.
Go and do a half-hour, an hour, and get out.
Get out.
That's exactly right, yeah. So don't ruin it for folks. Look, in West Australia, they've just brought in a proximity rule. You have to live within 2 kilometres of the beach to surf. If those people from outside of the area keep breaking the rules, they're just not going to be able to come in here and have a go. So that's where it is at the moment.
All right. Yeah. Well, look after you, Tez. Stay safe.
Okay, thanks, guys. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. There's Tez McKenna.
God, I sure picked a bad year to take up surfing. Everything gets banned now, I end with... Sure picked a bad day to give up that.
I think the WA rule is ridiculous, personally.
Yeah.
Seriously, do they honestly think those that live within 2Ks of the water are the only surfers in the world?
Give me
a break.
I know.
They're the only ones that can afford to live 2Ks within the water.
That's because some of these rules, remember, are done in a boardroom full of people who've never been to the beach.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's one I'd pick it.
Yeah, really. I know. Isn't it interesting, though, as we roll along through things, there's always little grey areas.
I know.
That you have to use a bit of common sense with.
Yes.
Really. I mean, we are responsible adults.
Yeah.
If the government's not telling us, use common sense.
Definitely.
It's 18 past 7. Tanya and Steve, this is Triple M. We'll find out what the surf is actually like. We'll do it in 3 minutes.